your name, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's give God praise. The choir sound like it's packed and full. Thank God for the way God is using them. Be in prayer for Minister Otis Smith, who he's been leaving out because he's been helping out at Cornerstone Baptist Church. The pastor there has been sick for a while, and he's been there just blessing them, running the services. He's preaching, is it the pastor's anniversary? Amen. He's preaching the pastor anniversary this morning. And the pastor probably not going to be there because he's that sick. But let's give God praise in the house. Amen. Amen. We see Minister Reinhardt in the house and to all God's children. Look at one another. Give each other a big smile. Let them know that you are glad they are here. Hallelujah. Make them feel welcome. Amen. Because love is the greatest calling card. If we find love anywhere, it should be in the house of the Lord. Amen. With the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna have to bear with me. My voice is trying to go out on me, but God will give me strength. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, even now, as we read Luke chapter 6, 46 and 49, and it reads as such in our hearing. Let's see, is that the one I want? Okay, that's the one I gave you. Let's go with it. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say? Whoever comes to me and hear my words, my saying, and does them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. Listen, not a rock, but on the rock. And when the floods rose, not if the flood rise, but when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it. Listen, could not shake it. Say that, could not shake it. For it was founded, it was built, it was steady on the rock. Y'all don't hear me. He said, but he who hears and did nothing, who did not do what I said, is like a man who builds a house on the earth without a foundation against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And how great was the loss. Amen. You can sit down. Father, even now, move Tracy out the way. Lord, just allow your word to go out. Heal the day. Save the day. Encourage the day. Do that which we so desperately stand in need of. Amen. Talking to a young lady, don't go to this church, don't. And she came and she said, I'm about ready to give up on God. I'm about ready to give up on Jesus Christ. Been going to church all her life. And I said, why? She said, because he let Trump in. we laugh, but many of us felt the same way. Because we stand in a place of that we base our faith in Christ on what he does for us, not on who he is. This whole text is about what have you placed your faith on? How sure is your faith? Because it surely is going to be tested. Don't tell me you didn't feel some sort of way. Don't tell me it didn't affect you in different levels. But let me ask you, did it shake your faith in God? Is what we want bigger than what God has planned? We have made earth our heaven. We are building heavenly houses on earthly sand. And because we don't look at things from a biblical spiritual perspective, when we read the signs of the time, we can't see nothing. Second Chronicles says that the sons of Issachar said that they discern the time spiritually, not naturally. There's two realms that are happening at the same time. There's a natural perspective, but you got to overlay that with a spiritual perspective and say, God, what are you up to? We have to discern the times. And many of us, we are in this place like, don't disturb me. I want things to keep going the way they have always been. I want the church to be the way it has always been. And if you disturb my comfort zone. That's not living by faith. That's living by feelings. That's living by don't make me have to change. How can I say this? Someone said who has discernment. We were talking, and this is what they said, and I agree wholeheartedly. They took the word out of my mouth. It started with COVID, and we haven't seen anything yet. The Bible says that there's going to be a shaking, and the shaking starts with the church first. We have bought into this prosperity teaching, and Christ said, I invite you to come with me and pick up your instrument of death, the cross. He said, if the world was against me, don't you think it's going to be against you? He said, I'm the green vine. And look what they're going to do to me. He said, I'm not inviting you that you get your dreams and your thrill. I'm inviting you to become part of my kingdom, a citizen of my kingdom. And you represent me with a world that's done gone crazy. Look at the illustration he gives here. He says, you are building your life. Your life is the house. And his sayings is the foundation that you use when they was building that house across the street. Let's see, we're talking about, let's see. Thank you. I watched them build it, and they tore up the foundation that was already there. In fact, the bulldozer, it was a big old, it was like 30-ton, 20-ton rock that they dug up that the bulldozer, big bulldozer, could not pick it up. One of the guys that was a conservator said, we don't know what that is. It was up under the house. I guess there was a reason for it, but it was a big block of round concrete that had rebar in it, and the only way that they could get rid of it was to crush it, break it down in smaller pieces. And it looked like it didn't fit. We got things in our lives don't fit the kingdom, don't fit the truth of God. And God has to take something and break it up. Because without breaking it up, the thing that we are depending on, leaning on, is bigger than our God. And anything that's bigger than Christ is your God, is my God. Keep on telling you, God wasn't trying to sacrifice Isaac. He wanted Abraham to think he had to sacrifice Isaac because he was trying to kill Abraham. I hear people say, we got to die daily. Wait a minute. You can't die daily till you die once. The hardest thing in the world is to die. Most of us have not died itself. We ain't dying daily. Why? Because you don't know what death is yet. Have not built, the strength is not even in the foundation of this text. The strength of the house is built on something that is able to shore it up. Listen, your faith, the word of God, is built on the character and the person of Christ, because Christ backs up every promise, every word. He said, I have set my word above my name. He is not saying it's more important than my name, but what he's saying is, I'm a God of my word. And whatever I say, all my promises, all my everything, he said, every dot will be fulfilled. Every crossing of the T will be fulfilled. Before, he said, the earth will pass away before one tittle and jot is not fulfilled. Boy, we can't allow nothing or nobody to shake us that we're ready to give up on him because things didn't go our way. But can I say this? I'm gonna say this. You will be tested. As beautiful as we look today, as dressed up as you are today, some of us are sitting here with disappointment. And I'm not saying you're not saved, but you're sitting aloof from God because he didn't do. I can't tell you how many times I went to the hospital and talking with people, and in their state of being sick, they get real with me. And they bring up things that they prayed for, or wished for, or hoped for that God didn't do. And they're holding that against God. And it's almost like they said, well, you know, God is my servant. And my servant didn't do what I asked them to do. So I'm not going to let him get close to me no more because I didn't trust. Well, last time I read my Bible, we're his servants. The last time I read my Bible, he's in control. The last time I read my Bible, he's good. We're not good. The last time I read my Bible, he runs things the way he wants to. If we let go of being in control and come to the place of surrender. This is a legend. And I don't know if it's true, but this is a legend. Socrates was a philosopher. He was famous in the Greek culture, smart and all of that. And a student came to him and said, he said, Master, I want to learn wisdom. He said, you want to learn wisdom? Okay, follow me. So Socrates took him to the ocean. They walked down the beach, and they kept on walking until they are neck high in water. Socrates said, you stay here. Let me go behind you. And Socrates went behind him and pushed him down, face down in the water for 20 seconds, raising back up. He said, what you want? I want wisdom. I want wisdom. In the heart of the other students, they are watching this. He said, he took him again, pushing down for 30 seconds, and he raised him back up and said, what you want? I want wisdom. The third time he went down, pushed him down for 40 seconds, raised him up, and he said, what you want? I want air. As he's gasping, Socrates said, when you want wisdom as much as you want air, when God said, when you seek for me with all of your heart, when you want me as your necessary need, not want what I have in my hands, but when you want my hands, said, then you will experience me beyond religion. Then you will experience me beyond church tradition. Then I will become more real than the bench you're sitting on. You know what I discovered? God knows us better than we know ourselves. Uh-oh, come on now, y'all. Listen. Even though I may be saying the words, don't mean that all of my heart is involved in it. And then we add things, doing things, and think that we're fooling God, but we're really fooling ourselves. It's a terrible thing when God showed you you. Lord, I didn't know that was me. The picture that we made of ourselves is not the picture that is real. It's when we come to God and say, Lord, show me my heart. Lord, because in your presence, I'm sensing that you are pointing at me. Lord, when I complain about other people, I got one finger at them, but I got four poking back at me. Lord, I sense that if everybody gets on my last nerve, it may not be everybody. It may just be. One of the things that happened when Adam and Eve disobeyed, we became self-centered, not God-centered. Let me use it again. A fish was made in water. Without water, it can't live. When he made the birds, he made them in the midst of the air. Listen, he didn't make them on the ground. He made them fly in the air. So an eagle, if you clip his wings, he's gonna die. You know how he made Adam and Eve? He made them in Genesis 1:27, and he made those spirits within him. The likeness of God is in him. He made their spirits within him. He created their body, their spirit within him. He then made an earth suit in Genesis 2:7. And then what he made in him, he now go not to give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but to blow in them a spark of his spirit that was made in his likeness. And he went, and spirit departed from God in them, so they became spirit, soul, body, man. If you don't have a relationship, you're not born again, you're dead. He said to Adam, the day that you disobey, your spirit is going to die immediately. You're no longer going to look like me. You're not going to chase me. You're going to chase everything else. They was kicked out of more than paradise. They was kicked out of heaven on earth, his manifest presence. And ever since then, we've been chasing everything else but him. Let me just stand back and ask some questions. What is it you think you can't live without? Who is it you can't live without? What is your most necessary need? Because I'm learning, God is showing that our most necessary need is him. Amazing. Here Jesus is 40 days without food in a desert. Apparently nothing to drink. God kept him supernaturally. And after the test, he sent angels to minister to him. You know what God is saying? He said, after the test, I'm going to show up. But can you have enough faith in me to go through the test? This is kind of funny, but the test may be that person who driving slow in front of you on the highway. We go from giant to small, and all of it is how. Do you trust me enough that you maintain yourself in a diverse Lord, let us see that we are your representative at all times. Which means then we have to learn this is not about us. Faith means that we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, which means that somehow we have to learn through prayer, through reading the word, through meditation. But I said, where our thinking begins to be more on him throughout the day than more on our day. Where our thinking has to, now this is discipline, this is hard, this is a process, this is meditation, but we gotta think more than God than just when we go to bed at night and wake up in the morning. Matter of fact, maybe that's where we start. But there ought to be a gradual increase. David says, Lord, I praise you in the Psalms. He said, Lord, I praise you 7 times a day. And you want to know why God loved David so much? Because David made a habit of setting his mind on the Lord. And the more you set your mind on the Lord, the more God will reveal himself to us. The Lord says, taste and see. Taste is saying that you take that step of faith, that God is challenging you in this. And when you step into it, you experience more of Him. The question I asked last week was that when God wakes you up at 2, 3 in the morning, do you shake Him off or do you go into prayer? I think God wants a relationship more with us than we want with Him. So what's this? So when He shakes me and I've been here, He shook me and I knew it was Him. I shook Him off. Came back, shook me, and I shook Him off. After about 4 or 5 times, I'm laying there for Him to shake me, and He shook me off. And I had to repent. Lord, You're more than my necessary sleep. Lord, You're able to take less sleep and give me more energy. Lord, You know more about me than I know about myself. And apparently, what You are preparing me for in my spirit is more important than another hour of sleep. Lord, You know what's facing, and You're trying to get my spirit right, my mind right, and You're trying to increase my faith so when trouble hit, I'll be standing on the rock of who You are and who I am in You, so that when it hit, I can stand, and I'm standing on You, Lord, and not my emotions. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is spiritual. Your entire life is spiritual. The way we approach life is we either approach life with God or without Him. And whenever we approach it without Him, that's cursed. Jeremiah 17, when he talked about the cursed life, this is what he's saying. You're sowing, but you're sowing by your own strength. You're sowing, but you're sowing trusting your own intellect. You're sowing, but you're sowing trusting what you think. You're sowing, but you're sowing in a way that it can't grow. Can you imagine being a farmer and you planting seeds and come harvest time, nothing shows up? Yeah, you can imagine it because we all have done it. That which you spend so much time, so much effort pouring into, but the results of it left you empty. Let me go deeper. You sold into a relationship. It's everything in you told you shouldn't be in that relationship, but you thought you could change her or him or so on. And after you got tired of being tired and being stuck on tired, and God said, are you tired yet? Well, Lord, if you were, I never told you to sow into bad soil anyway. I didn't put you there. You put you there. And I can apply that principle in so many things in life that we are chasing, that we're trying to bring forth, that we're trying to do, and we're asking God to bless me. What I want, what you want. And God is saying, that's not the soil. It's bad soil. He said, I can't give you increase in soil that don't have my blessing on it. I told you it was cursed. So why are you spending your time, spending your wheels, spending your effort in something that is cursed and can't give you a return? If we're spirit, at core, the only place where we're going to get satisfied is from spirit. Born again is this. Born again, that when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe that he died for your sins and rose again, he stands there and he does this. Not air, spirit. Let me prove it. Here he has risen up from the resurrection, and the disciples meet him in Galilee. And John, the Gospel of John, said he. Today, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just words. If you mean it from your heart, the Holy Spirit. It's not church, it's Jesus. It's not giving your hand to the preacher, it's giving your heart to Jesus. Now you gotta grow, but the initial pregnancy starts because the Holy Spirit now goes where God made a special place in you and I for him to abide. The Jewish thought that the Spirit is at the mid part of who you are. And if you don't know Jesus, it's a void. But when you accept Jesus, he, not air, but spirit. John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again because you lost what I originally gave you. So I have to put back my image in you so that you can be like me. He is saying, I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to bless you. I want to let you know what I think about you. I want you to know that I love you. I'm going to call you beloved. I'm going to call you chosen. I'm going to call you my children. I'm going to call you beloved. I'm going to call you redeemed. I'm going to call you saved. I'm going to call you sealed. I'm going to call you my child. I want you to know that you are made after me. There has to be a foundation of truth that keeps us where life is not good. So, really, you're going to give up on Jesus because of Trump? We don't let anybody, how can I, Lord, help me, In the line of prophecy, United States is not that important. When I read prophecy of the future, I can't find us. I can't find us. I see Israel. I see the nations attacking Israel. I see Jesus coming back. But we have lost so much power. Unless I'm reading prophecy wrong. We're not that essential.
Thank you, Jesus. You're right, preacher. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nobody but you.
We're on a ship that is heading towards a dock, and the only thing we have control of is what we do on the ship. We have no power in which way the ship goes. The only thing you got power on is the decisions you make while you're on this ship. Guess what? It's the God ship. It's going at the speed he wanted to go. It's headed in the way he has already predetermined. It's going to get to the destination that he said is going to plan on. And the biggest thing that we have decision on is how much. And he promised that if we trust him, he's going to do everything all right. He promised that if I give him this, that, and everything, he'll take care of you. He promised that he would do the supernatural with your name on it. I got a question. Who do you trust? Do you trust the White House? Or do you trust God's house? I got a question. Who have you put your faith in? Because let me tell you, anything less than God is cursed. I'm not saying our vote is not important, but I'm saying in prophecy, he has already told us. I guess God, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, do we really believe? Do we really believe that he said, I will work all things together? Listen, not for the world good, for your good. How can I say this? He's not trying to make paradise on earth. He's not trying to save the world as a whole. He's calling us out of the world to be his children, to serve him, and tell everybody we know, you must be saved. You gotta be saved. You better get saved, because the day is coming where you don't want to be here. I hate to say this, because I don't want to sound like I'm a pessimist. I'm not. But I expect things to get worse. Paul wrote 2,000 years ago, he said, perilous times. Hold on, Paul. You've been whipped. You've been thrown in jail. You've been in shipwreck. You've been whipped with an iron rod 3 times. You've been beat with a whip with glass and metal in it. I think it's 5 times. You've been stoned to death and left for dead. Look, Paul, you've been in prison in a dungeon next to some, and you saying after what you going through that perilous times is coming? Jesus, they beat you till you were unrecognizable. They tore the flesh off your back. Your face couldn't tell you was human. Your body looked deformed. Then they hung him on an old rugged cross. And you said, if they're going to do this to you, a green twig, a green branch, that what in the world they're going to do to us. Europe, that used to be the hotbed of the gospel, is now mostly secular. They have turned churches into other things because nobody going to church. The great awakening of revival started in England. And now most are worshiping in churches because there's a great falling away. Jesus says this, make very sure that your faith is built on the rock. Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? Some says you're Elijah. Some says you're John the Baptist come back. Some says one of the prophets. But whom do you say I am? They standing there almost dumbfounded. They're standing there, they've been with him and still don't see him. That's why he said, step into your faith. And when you step into the faith of my word, you will experience me, that you will see I'm him. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Somebody didn't hear that. He said, if you step in what you know to step in without me doing anything else, because I have already done enough that you should know that you can trust me at my word. So step into my word, that when you step in, you will experience me spiritually, that you may know I am him. Shut your mouth, Tracy. So somebody ought to say, I know it's him. I know Jesus is the one. Peter says, from illumination, he says, thou art the Christ. Thou art the living Son of God. You are the very God of the very God who came and wrapped yourself up in human flesh, that died for our sins because we are all sinners. So this day, you are the rock, Peter. My Father in heaven showed you this because you can't know this in the flesh. You only know this in the spirit. Do you know who he is? He's standing there with the disciples. Now watch this. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. In the Greek, I looked in the Greek this morning, because somebody said it doesn't say that I'm way, truth. But no, in the Greek, it's definite article. Saying that I am exclusively it. Yes, sir. There is no other. I am the by myself. I'm alone. It's only me. Other will come saying they me, but they're not me. Other have been here and said it was me, but they wasn't me. I am the. The means I stand alone. I stand by myself. There is nobody else like me or come close to me. There is no other way. There is no other truth. And there's nobody else that can give you life. In your life, it's him. He says in Revelation, he says, I'll open up doors that no one can close. Watch this. So watch this. They can't stop the door from being open. I said, I'm going to shut doors that nobody can open, which means that they can't stop it from being shut. Somebody ought to say, I'm covered. I'm covered. No matter what you say about me, no matter what you think about me, I'm covered. Then he said, in the time of trouble, I hide behind your pavilion. I hide behind your tabernacle, which means that even the devil can't find you. I'm covered. I'm covered. Is there anybody in the house that know you're covered? That even the devil can't do what he want to do because you're covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're standing on the foundation of who Jesus is. Is there anybody know my Jesus? Is there anybody know that he's good? Is there anybody trust in him in spite of what life may do? In the midst of the storm, he's so good. He's so good. When you make him the rock of your life, he's so good. When you make not church him, help us, Lord, to see you. Those of you at home, I pray that you know him, and if you don't know him, that you get to know him. I don't know how he does it, but you could be in a hurricane, and he'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. He be that fourth person in the fire that though the fire is hot, he insulates you. Is there anybody that should have lost their mind? And the only reason you didn't, because he held you. Is there anybody been through the storm? And even in a storm, you discover he's so good. You have to, where you at, you can say right now, Lord, I give my life to you. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins and you got up to save me. Lord, come into my life. And if you mean it from your heart, there's a in the house. I don't know where you are in your relationship, but I know all of us need to get deeper. As Paul said, I press towards the mark, and Paul wrote most of the New Testament. Paul was still pressing. I'm trying to apprehend the reason why he apprehended me, that I can see who I am in Christ Jesus. then we need to shift out of religion and get into relationship. We got ministers that will pray with you, will talk with you. They will wait for you up here if you want to come in the crowd. Father, Lord, only those that's been born again can call you Father, Abba. You have given us a personal invitation that we can come to you anytime. Father, you love us more than what we can imagine. You love us when we're bad, when we're good, when we're out, when we're in. You just love us. Lord, I ask that there would be a divine illumination that happened in everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray, Lord, that we see more of Jesus, his grace, his greatness, his excellency. Father, his love for us. Lord, his peace for us. Lord, there's deliverance with our name on it, but it's in you, Lord Jesus. There's peace with our name on it, but it's in you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said, when we seek you with all of our hearts, we'll find you throughout the room. Let the chains begin to break. Let deliverance begin to happen. Let a deeper experience with you begin to take place. Allow them to walk out of you, not saying what a great sermon, but what a great God. Lord, heal today. Lord, strengthen today. Lord, set free today. Lord, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that he has no more dominion. Show yourself, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. Show yourself as mighty. Show yourself as strong. Show yourself as loving. Show yourself till you blow our minds and we recognize it's you. It's you. Nobody but you. Bless now, Lord. Move now, Lord. Heal now, Lord. Amen. Sit back down. I forgot to do offering. Amen. We're going to do offering as they play. And then we're going to just dismiss. As you give, you can leave. Give God some praise in the house. Us is going to come with the offering tray. Till I get used to doing it the new way. Father, even now. Lord, even now.
Father, this young man is right here. Lord, he sees, Lord. Lord, he gets this, Lord. Lord, I was healed. Lord, I was healed. So do with him what you did with me. Reveal yourself. So Satan got to take his hands off. Reveal yourself to deliver take place. Reveal yourself to the one thing he wants more than anything else. It's you, Lord. It's you, Lord. It's you, Lord. Somebody I'll give God some praise. Touch the offering, Lord, even now.
Somebody ought to pray for this young man. We need to pray for all the young men like him. Hallelujah. Listen, why take a thought? He got two little girls. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Cute little girls you want to see. Their destiny is dependent on what God does with him. Now, if you can't pray about that, something wrong with us. The next generation is pending. It's pending. Hold on. Can I go there? He got alcohol on his breath, but he's still saved. He got alcohol on his breath, but he's more real than a lot of us. He got alcohol on his breath, and God said, I approve of this, because he wants the Lord. Is there anybody in the house? That really want the Lord?
And I want to say something. I thank all y'all.
So put your arms around him. You love on him. And as they come in, they won't come in clean. Our job is to walk with them till the Holy Spirit do what only he can do. Don't frown at him. Don't say nothing smart aleck to him. But we love them. Hallelujah.
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 God be praised. God be praised. Will our hearts get right? God will entrust in our hands young men and young ladies like this. But if you judge them, there's something wrong with your heart. He's me. He's some of you. Don't forget where you came from.
Don't forget where you're going.
Did you hear what he said? He said, and don't forget where you're going. The church ought to be shouting by now. You're dismissed. You're dismissed.